so very much. Thank you, thank you. I will just ask the ushers to come up. Andrea, are you taking the children now? Okay, good. Any of the children want to go downstairs with Andrea and the team, just feel free to go, and your brothers can just go back through there, and we'll pray and thank the Lord for what we've got. Go ahead. Father, thank you for our blessings. We're talking about how great you are and the things that we're going to be facing, the things we face, and we just want to make sure that we honor you by saying, you said you would provide for us all that we can ask or think of, but we don't need to worry. And so as we give during this time, bringing ourselves to being givers, not just with this money, but with our hearts, giving unto you the cry that we need you and we thank you for you. So bless the givers in Jesus, we pray. Amen. As the ushers proceed, I would like to just get us all on the same page quickly. And that is, many, many months ago, I began a series of sermons on one another, that Jesus took a group of men and he built his first church with these men. He called them. We did many, many sermons on this, studies in the Word, week after week after week. And there was one text that I came across that I'm going to read this morning that motivates today in what we're about to do. But Jesus in the one another's took tremendous care and time in training these 12 men to know what it was to be people of faith. Faith isn't a good word to use, but how does it, what does it really mean? Jesus taught his disciples that the word faith meant you can believe in me. Don't worry about what I do, he says. Believe in me, that I am capable of doing what I say I can do. That's where he wants you. That's where he wanted them. And that's what he taught them. And so myriad of times through their training, he brings up this faith issue in experiences. And we've talked about faith. We looked at faith and how it affects worry. We looked at faith and how it affects doubt. And he was dealing with his disciples. Remember, he's training them to be men of faith. And the Bible tells us without faith, you can't please God. So, you know, that does have nothing to do with your behavior and actions. It has to do with a heart. A heart that wants to please God. And how do you please him? By believing in him. By putting your trust in him that he is able to do what he said he can do. That's the key. It's not something you have to make work up, but it's something you can understand and ask. Jesus wanted his disciples to know, I can do everything that's needed. I am everything. Just trust that. Trust me. So there's where it goes. So there's an example I'm going to read to you this morning from in Mark chapter 2. Mark has a tremendous ability in his gleaming of the word of God, of what he writes, to bring Jesus to the forefront with some really specifics of what Jesus does and how Jesus works. And in Mark chapter 2, I'm going to read these words to you and then go to where we're at. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such a large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. See the picture. Since they could not get him to Jesus because the crowd was so large, they went up in the roof and made an opening above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat with the man lying on it. And when Jesus saw their faith, he then goes on and says, your sins are forgiven. And then he goes on to say, rise and be healed. The Pharisees freaked out over the fact that this Jesus was able to forgive sins. Who did he think he was, blaspheming God and saying he could forgive? What's interestingly is he put together forgiveness and the healing. That man didn't come there to ask to be forgiven. But Jesus takes and puts in this picture the heart of a healing, the heart of the request comes because of forgiven people, not because we earned it. Now, this is, think about this. What now if when we're going to be praying, all of a sudden somebody started jackhammering through the roof? It would truly get your attention. The buildings in those days were flat roofed. They were flat roofs, and they were made, they put timbers across them like trusses to hold what's on the top. They then made mats out of woven weeds and laid on top of the trusses. And on top of those trusses, they then put a first coat of a product that they made, and they smeared this all over the top that became the glue of the whole operation, of the whole roof. Then as that was drying, they added something more on top of this coating, which made it waterproof. And then at the part of this too, they took stone rollers and they rolled over the roof to compress it. That's the roof. That's the roof. So the Bible says they opened the roof, they tore it out. You know, it's not a slope, it's flat. These people were in there. Jesus is teaching. And all of a sudden, there's dust happening because they're tearing this place apart. They're tearing this open. Had to be long enough for this man who was on a mat to be left down in the room. And down he goes. I have imagination. I think to myself, what would I have been like if I'd have been sitting there watching this? Everybody, what in the world is going on? What is this about? And so when they go down, notice the Bible says, the man, when Jesus saw their faith, corporate faith, the man didn't even say, Jesus, would you heal me? The man didn't say, Jesus, would you forgive me? What Jesus saw that moved him to do what he did was their faith, not his faith. There is places with that, but it was their faith. These men, what they went through to bring to Jesus the man that they wanted him to pray for to be healed. That's their faith. It took a group of them. There was times when Jesus healed individually many, many, many times. There was times people cried out, he healed all cities. But this is a very special time. A time when these men had a heart that wanted to take their sick friend to Jesus. And they did this because they believed that Jesus was able to do what this man needed. They didn't even ask. They just let him down right in the middle of the meeting. The Bible doesn't show us that Jesus said, okay, it's time for prayer now for the sick. No, just down through the center of this hole came. Jesus was not stirred, not even troubled by one moment of this. The dust was flying. There is no way that this was a clean operation. Dust was coming down as this roof was being torn open. They had to tear it open. And take this, and all the way down came the dust. And he comes down, and Jesus, he saw their faith. In his mind, he's thinking, what these men are doing to bring him to me. How these men believe so much in who I am and what I can do, they would come and make havoc of the guy's house. They would come in the middle of the meeting and they would drop him right to the center. And Jesus looks at him and moves right on. Didn't skip a beat. Your sins are forgiven. Pharisees freaked out. You don't do this unless you're God, and he is God. And so Jesus puts the ability to forgive and the ability to heal. He says, which is easier to do, to forgive or to heal? And he answers the question for them. Both. They're easy for me. I am God in the flesh. And so he tells them that he has the ability and the power to heal this man. And he looks at the man and says, get up. He gets up, rolls up his bed. The thing they left at, the ropes must have fallen. He gets up, and can you imagine the crowds at that moment? This is an amazing experience. Very dramatic, but very purposeful. Jesus and the gospel writers record this so that God's people, his disciples, could see something. Men, this one another issue is so important. And there are times when you as a group must corporately go together and seek me and ask of me what I would. Corporate faith, as I call it. And this morning, we're going to do something like this. We are going to do corporate faith in a way. Now, we do corporate faith in prayer various ways. We use the call multiplier. Someone calls, you will get messages all through you. So at one time, the church can be praying for these various needs that come our way. And that's what it was set up for, not to be an announcement group. Though sometimes it comes, but it's basically for us as a church to be praying. There is intercessory prayer meeting that meets, a corporate group that comes together. There's a group of women that come together, and in that time they pray. And there's a group of men that come together, and during that time of study and then prayer. So we experience corporate experiences. But today we're going to do something that involves all of you and me as believers. What we're going to do is we're going to begin to worship shortly. And as we begin to worship and sing, and I just think we'll let people sit down. Do you think that's okay? That works? We'll just let you stay seated, and the lights will be off. And if you are here today and you would like to be prayed for, I'm going to ask you to just come up here and sit on this front. I'm not going to ask you anything special. I'm just going to, we need to bring you out down the roof, through the roof if we can. And so if you came here this morning and there's a need that you would wish to be healed, and if you fill up these seats, there's more back there, there's second seats. So we're going to worship, I'm going to pray, and then as we move through the worship, there's going to come a time, and I'm not sure exactly when yet, but there's going to come a time where all of us are going to get out of our chairs, and we're just going to get around them all as a sign of togetherness, not individuals out here in our chairs and everything else. Listen, and you say, well, maybe I'm not worthy to do this. What makes you worthy to do this is if you're here today and Christ Jesus is your Savior, you're worthy. Those men believed Jesus could do this for them. And that's what we're doing. We're going to have you come up. I have no idea who will come and who won't. We'll see and we'll find out. And Kirsten's going to lead us in worship. And through the process, I will just then say, okay, let's everybody now gather around them, and we're going to pray. So come, and let us see ourselves building a corporate faith together as we worship. We are going to believe God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask or think. And if you're here for the first time, you've never been with us, and you have a desire to pray for healing, do come. Don't hesitate. Just come and be with us. Jesus.